I invite you to join me on a journey to the heart of darkness, to the very essence of depravity and all that is wrong with this life. I beckon you to this ride. Leave your sanity and civility behind. Let the endless highway wrap your soul in its evil digital talons. The highway has you now. Welcome to the Gamer Highway Podcast.
All right, Gamer Highway Podcast number 79? 79. Gamer Highway Podcast number 79 is on the air now. I'm joined today by Josh, James, Mike, and Ben. I too am here, the illustrious host of Gamer Highway Podcast. My name is Elliot, one of the best names in the world, and it is not a girl's name, despite what some people think.
It is.
Yeah, it's becoming a girl's name.
It's back in the Scrubs fame.
I've never met a girl named Ben.
Give it some work time.
Challenge accepted.
Achievement unlocked. I've always thought like life really should have meta achievements, and like I can just make one like Mike took a crap 5 points. You know,
there are websites for that.
Took three craps in one day. Achievement unlocked. Named your child Ben. That's a girl.
Seriously, my wife's expecting a girl. It might be a little confusing having a boy Ben and a girl Ben.
Name her Benalina? Is that? Dude, names nowadays are basically just combinations of names slapped together to make it impossible to spell. I met a girl very recently named Axel. That's not a name slapped together, but I thought, awesome. Axel? I was like, dude, go all the way. Name her AK-47.
I know a girl in school whose name was Harley Davidson. That was her middle name.
Harley is a girl's name.
No, it was combined. Harley Davidson was the middle name.
I still think that's more girly than Axel.
Okay.
Axel's just a part.
You say so.
The mechanical part on a vehicle. Hey, what's up, Axel?
Not much. You know, get my nails done.
Yeah. Stupid. Alright, Josh, what games have you been gaming this week?
Street Fighter 3. Super Mario Brothers 1.
I've been gaming that too.
Legend of Zelda. I completed Metroid and Final Fantasy IV Heroes of Light.
Noticed a lot of old school games.
Yeah, he has a time machine
because they got a bunch of free ones.
Yeah, we got a bunch of NES games on our 3DS, and so I played those.
Alright.
A fair amount.
Ben just handed me a Turok book that has a flip book in the corner. I'm a guy turning into it from a baseball player into an Indian killer. What the heck?
Okay, Mike, what game have you been gaming?
I've been playing Declutter the House, where I've been throwing / giving away half of my possessions.
Yeah, that's good.
It's been good. I would have played something on the PC, but somebody forgot to remind Elliot to bring me a new PCI card for free.
Oh, yeah, that's right. If you remind me, I'll probably bring it.
Yeah,
well, that's my somebody's fault. Mike.
Though. Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Yeah.
See, you can't expect me to play games if you're not willing
to remind
my gaming PC.
See, all he has to do is just remind me to bring it, because I know I'm not going to be sitting there at home like, wait, Spidey senses tingling. Mike needs a PCI card.
And then he drives to your house immediately.
Yeah.
Want me to game?
Ben, what games you been gaming?
Not a whole lot. We've been packing for our imminent move this weekend, so I haven't really had much time to play games. I did play some Amnesia, Dark Descent.
It's creepy.
Which is very creepy, and it has a very strong sense of panic. It makes you want to run away at all times.
Yeah, that sounds like a good band name. Eminent Move.
I thought you meant Strong Sense of Panic.
Oh.
I thought that was a better band name.
That's Eminent Move.
According to The Onion, there's only 7 names left, so you guys just went through 2 of them. Actually, there's probably bands named that. This week, I've been gaming a lot of Street Fighter 3 also. It's a pretty cool game. I'm not going to do a 60-second review, but I'll say it's a good game. I'm very disappointed in Capcom for not upgrading the graphics. It's a little ugly, but it's fun to play. It's a decent Street Fighter. Basically, everyone was like, dude, you keep copying the same crap in Street Fighter 2. And so in 3, they threw out all the characters except Ken and Ryu, put a bunch of new ones in the game, and everybody went, we hate this game. Then in 4, they were like, screw this, bring them all back. So
that's what happened.
That's pretty much what happened there. It's a decent game. It's still a little unbalanced, but it's entertaining. If you like Street Fighter, it's definitely a deviation from the norm. You can parry fireballs. So that really encourages or discourages all the turtle fests that happen in Street Fighter 4 and 2. So
yeah, that's one. What's funny is the in-game achievements. One of them's called Fireball Spammer, which increments every time you throw a fireball.
Yeah, mine's well over 1,000. So I saw that, and the achievements are tied to that. Mm-hmm. So like, you'll just get an achievement like, you know, throwing machine or something. It's like, oh, perform 50 throws or something. It's a pretty good Xbox Live Arcade game, and I'm going to give them some credit for working really hard to make it work on Xbox Live. Works really well. Some of the other games recently released that are fighting games do not work so well on Xbox Live. Also been playing Prince of Persia. My wife has been playing through that game, and she'll get stuck at spots and be like, hey, come in here and help me, and then I'll get frustrated. But it's the latest one. What's the name of that one? I don't know.
Prince
of Persia.
Forgotten Sands. Yeah.
I think Forgotten Sands is the newest one.
It's the newest one. It might be Forgotten Sands.
Prince of Persia came out, and then Forgotten Sands came out.
He looks different than the other ones.
Or maybe it's
a
remake of an older one. I don't remember.
I know. You run around, you kill skeletons, and this castle that he's running around on the walls apparently was designed for him to run around on the walls.
Mm-hmm. You just described every Prince of Persia game.
Yeah.
Well, every newer Prince of Persia game that isn't 2D.
It's fairly fun, but the controls are
Forgotten
very complex.
Forgotten Sands wasn't the newest one. That was part of the trilogy with the old Prince.
Smartphones for the win. Yeah. What's the latest one? Prince of Persia?
No, so there was three games in the Sands of Time trilogy, and then they came out with a different prince altogether and just called it Prince of
Persia. One of them has Elko.
Right,
which one's that?
Forgotten Sands is not one of the three original names. It was Sands of Time, Two Thrones, and Warrior Within.
Yes.
There's going to be a failure. I think Forgotten Sands might be a remake or something.
So,
one of the original.
I'm playing the one that doesn't have Elka in it. It's the one where you can just rewind time.
All of them are like that.
Well, I've been when my wife gets stuck in some really hard part, I'll help
Angel
her. Help her on it.
We decided this now.
Yeah.
I played Fruit Ninja a lot. I got 3 points away from a 500-point achievement. Found that to be very irritating. I was like, now swipe bomb. No. That was not cool at all. I played Dance Central. And I played a lot of Call of Duty. And checked out the Dead Island game. And a couple of days after it was released, well, basically the studio released a pre-alpha version of it to Steam. And so everybody got broken games. So they released a patch recently and it works now, but I haven't really played it too much. I played the intro, played through the first part a little bit, but that's about all. That's what I've been gaming, James.
Played a little bit of Mortal Kombat, a decent amount of Ocarina of Time, and a whole lot of Dead Island.
Man, what is it with people playing Metroid and stinking Zelda in this podcast all the time?
It's a good game.
They are. Like, everybody make sure someone... are you playing Ocarina of Time?
You
okay,
know, I
good.
Think I may
okay. switch over.
I think as soon as James finishes it, I'm going to start playing.
Yeah. Well,
I'll
the cycle.
You the night that I get done. I'm going to be like, okay, start. Go.
Ooh.
By the way, it's probably no surprise, but I really enjoy Dead Island.
Yeah.
No, that is not a surprise.
I'm shocked.
Really, it's a mix of Borderlands and Dead Rising, and you like it for some reason?
Yeah, I know, it's shocking.
According to this Turok book, the third book, Arena of Doom, will be in stores December 98. So,
Look forward to that.
Mark your calendars.
Everyone check your calendars out. According to Josh's game list, though, there's a good chance we could be in 1986. I'm not sure. It's weird. Do we have 60-second reviews?
I guess I could give one for Metroid.
60-second review, Metroid.
Do it.
The game was
boring.
Nope.
Hard to start off with, and as you get new powers, it becomes easier, and you're gonna die a lot in that game.
Are you gonna get lost a lot?
You're gonna get lost a lot. In
this
fact,
is sadly like a good game.
It's designed around that.
Yeah, it's designed around the concept of dying, and getting lost.
Dying and getting lost.
So thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
Yeah, gotta love it. Metroid. This game's really hard, annoying, and I get lost a lot. Thumbs up. Yeah, Metroid. This is why I don't like Metroid. By the way, I keep trying to play Insanely Twisted Shadow Planet, and it's basically Metroid in a saucer, and I keep getting lost and dying a lot, and I'm like, this game's dumb, and I put it down and I try something else. I downloaded Crimson Alliance last night. Didn't play it. But that was the free game for the summer of Xbox Live. So everybody that did that, you've got Crimson Alliance now, and you got some bonus where you get some extra mages or some crap like that. Any other 60-second reviews? Going once,
nope.
Twice, gone. All right, news time. Fails from last week.
Yep, I have a fail. All
right.
For Elliot.
Yes.
For somehow managing to lose my notes between his car and the library.
Yeah, that was a fail. I found them later, but that didn't help the podcast at all.
Yeah,
I think it helped the podcast.
There was a lot of feedback on our ending music, actually. I was surprised at the amount of feedback.
Yeah, it was great. Like,
this music's crazy. I don't understand what's going on. So I look forward to even worse music this week.
Break it down.
Yeah, news time. Blizzard has announced yes, a couple days ago that they're going to be releasing 6 games in 3 years. I am going to say, I'm going to give Blizzard a fail right now and say they're not going to do that.
Yeah,
they're
that's how get many games they've released in the last 8 years.
Yeah, so. I'm going to say they're going to get 1 to 3, possibly.
And in other news, Blizzard has now taken over the Vaporware charts.
Yeah, it's like Diablo 4. What?
Well, what they're going to do, they're going to release Diablo 3 for PC, Xbox 360, PS3, and they're going to be like, we released 3 games all at once.
Maybe they're going to pull a Street Fighter and be like, here's Diablo 3, here's Super Diablo 3, here's Diablo 3 Arcade.
No. Then the WoW expansion for PC and Mac, so that's two more, and then they really only have to release one more game.
Realistically, two of those are going to be StarCraft games.
Yeah, there'll be StarCraft games. You'll see Diablo.
They'll resurrect Ghost.
They'll can't. Yeah, that's probably not going to happen. According to their own podcast, when you listen, that's a point of hilarity, actually. So, yeah.
I think they should bring back Warcraft Adventures.
Yeah, that needs to come back. We need crappy cartoon animations.
Yes. Yeah.
Other news.
I think I would have liked that game more than the StarCraft ones.
You and the other 6 people that would have liked it more than the StarCraft ones.
Yep.
You know, if you like Wanda Gamillion, I could see that probably being high, ranking high on your chart of awesome. All right, $15 million is how much money EA has made from its online pass system. Mm-hmm. I find that depressing. So here's how it works. You go in and you buy Madden 11 or whatever from GameStop, and you're like, sweet, I'm going to get online and play games. And it's like, whoa, hang on a sec. Do you have a code? Oh, you don't. Give EA $10. And so you have to pay EA $10 to play the games online. If you buy the game new, you get the code for free, but if you get it used, you have to pay them $10. They have made $15 million off of that whole setup. So what that tells me is that there are 150,000 people who have paid them $10 to play their used Madden 11 or whatever online.
Or 1,000 people who have paid EA for used games 150 times.
That's possible also, Mike. Do you just pay EA every time you get on?
Yes. Like, I just got 150 EA games that nobody wants to play anymore.
I'm pretty sure aren't 150 EA games that have that pass.
Are you kidding? How long has Madden been around? I mean, there's...
Well, they just started the system newest recently.
One.
It's
the newest one. Only the newest one has this online pass.
That also reminds me, Steam, I don't know if you guys have checked it out, has got game trading
now.
Yeah,
I saw that.
Game trade.
Really?
Which is basically probably the most horrifying thing to GameStop the world has ever seen. If Sony goes, we'll hang on. Let's save that for the discussion topic. All right, the Xbox is getting an update, a massive update again. Josh, you're gonna really like this. It's including integrating more online features for your awesome online for your awesome internet connection. It looks pretty cool. The update looks a little less cluttered than the current setup, and it looks a whole lot like the Zune software if you've used that. It looks a lot like the Zune software, it looks a lot like the Windows Phone software, it looks a lot like the previews of Windows 8. It's got a whole lot in common with that. It's also integrating cable box service. They're already doing it in the UK now in the current setup, but the new one's going to be integrating. There's a lot of rumors it's going to be UVerse and a few other things. So the set-top box, your days are numbered. The 360 could replace you soon. It's adding voice commands and Kinect support for every single menu, not just the Kinect like hub menu. So that'll be kind of cool. It's also integrating HBO and a few other channels like that. They're really pushing it as like a content device now. I like the look of it. It looks pretty cool. Go out and check out the screenshots and videos if you're curious. Surprise, surprise, Nintendo lowers the price of the 3DS, and anybody want to guess what the percentage increase in sales was without knowing specifically, Josh?
2.
2%
5 more people went out and bought it.
Their sales are up 260% since they dropped the price. So, yay, Nintendo, you sold a console. Good job. Now make some games. Not Zelda.
You know, they are predicting that the Wii will continue to sell even after the Wii U comes out.
Why is that?
Because people walk in a store and go,
the same reason the PS2 lasted like 5 years after the PS3.
These people are delusional.
Mm-hmm. Because it's cheaper. Because
people go, I want a cheap console. Oh, look, that's cheap.
Yeah,
the PS2 still sells that way too, by the way. Holy crap, it's unbelievable. They're still coming out with games for that thing, but they are. Crysis is coming to consoles. Not Crysis 2, but Crysis 1. So a good 4 to 5 years after the original came out, we can now play it on consoles. Awesome. Modern Warfare 3, it looks like they're extending the olive branch to the PC crowd. A while back, they announced they would have dedicated servers on PC. That doesn't mean anything to console people, but in the PC world, that's super important because that means admins can run it and ban idiots. So they like that. But
point out, I brought that up last week.
Wait. That's why I said, remember we brought that up last time, or in the past. This week, they announced that they are going to be supporting full-blown LAN support on Modern Warfare 3. Mm. So when you go to LAN parties, you can play Modern Warfare 3 without having to hack the crap out of it to get it to work.
And I can die more, yay!
So my theory on this is, this is yet another situation where competition has caused a game company to do something better. And by better, I mean bringing features back that are from the 90s. So Battlefield 3 is getting
bringing
a whole
feature
lot
back that I could do in Doom 2.
Yeah, over modem. So back a while, or the last couple of releases of Modern Warfare have done sort of the console style thing where it's like, oh, you want to join a game? Hang on, we're the controller of servers. Hang on, we're going to go find you a game and blah, 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 whatever. Then Battlefield keeps increasing in sales each year, and now this year they're both projected to do similar sales. And so the Activision crowd goes, oh my gosh, we've got decent competition. I've got an idea. Let's bring back features that people want to try and get them to buy our game.
That's crazy.
I'm going to say thank you, EA, for doing that, for providing competition so we can have dedicated servers and LAN support. I've got a little clue for you guys, too. Add dedicated servers and LAN support to Battlefield, and everybody will be happy. And seriously, like from a programming perspective, that's got to take them like 6 minutes. I mean, if you can make an online system that can figure out where a game is and set up a game and host everything.
Programming.
Yeah. See, Ben's hitting right on it. Yeah,
because it costs money to have dedicated servers for this stuff.
Well, but no, not them having dedicated servers. The players running dedicated servers. It doesn't cost them anything. It costs them less. That's what's crazy about it. But it's money in the sense that they can control what's going on and quote-unquote stop hacking, and it doesn't stop.
I think they just don't want to have to submit change requests.
Yeah, that's it. It's a bureaucracy. All right, the Xperia Play is on AT&T, and if you follow us on Facebook or on Twitter, you've seen that that's stupid. I have AT&T. I went to PAX a couple of weeks back, and my phone was basically a brick in my pocket. I could take pictures with it, and that's all I could do, because AT&T was like, oh, we got a bunch of people in the Seattle Convention Center, where people have constant conventions, and where there's large groups of people all the time, our network's going to go down. Good job, AT&T. You guys suck. So if you're thinking about getting the Xperia, I'd recommend Verizon, even though I've never used them. They've got to be better than no service at all. Max Payne, announced for March 2012. I think I brought that up last week, but I'm just going to bring it up again. They're also making Max Payne 1 or the originals for HD portable devices. There's a lot of hinting that that could be an iPad, an iPod, or, you know, an Android device, or something like that. Holy crap. My glasses just fell down.
Oh, wonderful.
Hit the floor of this giant warehouse we're in. All right, that's all the news I've got for the week. Josh, you got any news?
Yeah, I got a few items. One, the 3DS is getting a new add-on to add a thumbstick.
Is that a Nintendo add-on, or is that actually just some dummy?
I think it's actually a Nintendo add-on.
Fails. Prepare your fails, everyone.
Yeah, I'm not absolutely 100% certain on that. But I have trouble imagining... Wait, no, I do know. That is an official Nintendo add-on. I do know that for a fact.
Thank you, Nintendo.
Yep.
For not adding the stick to begin with, because we know nobody likes dual sticks.
Yeah, that's not going to screw up the market at all. So,
let me get out my stick here. Got the DS out, pull the other pocket, get the other stick out.
Yeah. Which one about that the next version they make, you know, the 3DS Lite is going
to
have
the stick. Yeah, okay, Kotaku already had it, already has a contest to predict what Nintendo's going to add to the next iteration of the console. I believe everybody knows Nintendo makes good games. And there's tons of gamers that have plenty of money to buy the 3DS right now. Like, and would be fine, you know, playing some of the WiiWare games, you know, playing Street Fighter, you know, Legend of Zelda or whatever.
And they're not going to buy it because they know in 1 year Nintendo's going to go, we got a new, better one. F you, people who bought the original. You know, that's there's tons of people waiting to do that. This is yet another... Nintendo, you suck. I hate you.
Yeah, they're stomping on their own foot. So, speaking of add-ons, I also saw some sort of weird third-party add-on for the 360 controller that would allow you to, like, move your fingers to push the different buttons.
That's a big deal.
Without taking your thumb off the second stick.
Yeah, that's a really big deal with the professional gamer crowd. They're actually using those.
I don't know if that thing's actually going to help any, but it sure looks weird.
Yeah, the hardcore, like, super crazy, you know, competition, competitive, what do you call it, MLG and stuff, those guys use it. Some of those guys are really into that, because one of the biggest problems with dual-stick shooters on the 360 is if you have to reach with your right thumb over to hit a button, you're out of control for a second, you know, with the right, you know, with your axes.
Okay.
That's a big deal.
A while back, we talked about Modern Warfare 3.com being some guy's little rant site against Modern Warfare, and Activision didn't like it.
Well, he lost.
That's finally been settled. He lost. Now Activision owns that site.
That's sad.
Yeah.
It's very sad. It happens.
Yeah.
By the way, Forgotten Sands is the most recent Prince of Persia game.
Okay. That's not the one they're playing.
So. I'm just saying.
He has a feathery haircut.
He's the newest one.
He runs around.
Okay. Let's keep moving.
Okay. So, you're going to like this one. It's about Dead Island, James.
Yeah. Is it the alpha being released?
The So, someone has found a debug file with an internal script name called Feminist Horror.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm aware of this.
And so, because of that, the creator issued an apology and said the programmer who titled it that would be reprimanded. So,
by reprimanded, he means high five.
Yeah, you pissed off the internet. Not hard to do. Yeah. Move on.
You have to buy the first round of drinks tonight.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That being said, GamerHighway.com does not have any, you know, thing that could be offensive. Just please don't look.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I just remember the name of some of our files.
Also,
when Elliot's drinking and making JavaScript files, they get named strange things.
I would also like to extend another public service announcement. Gamer Highway does not endorse the whoring of feminists. Thank you.
Agreed.
That is totally inappropriate.
Yes.
Oh,
and quite contradictory to a feminist's usual behavior.
I don't know. James and I were having an interesting conversation about female empowerment. And
I think we should probably move forward before we step over a line.
So I'm just keeping my mouth shut because I will go sailing past the line.
Last week, Ben brought up a new Professor Layton game, Professor Layton and the Last Spectre, which is being released
feminist.
October 17th. One thing you didn't mention is that it comes with a free bonus RPG that's over 100 hours long.
Oh my god.
Yeah. They did not have that in the original announcement.
Yeah. So it's what is this RPG?
It's going to be about Doku, Professor Layton.
Doku what
the,
Ninja.
Why is that not the main game? Professor Layton isn't 100 hours.
I don't know.
Why would they not sell that as a separate game?
He doesn't fight.
Does he throw Pokemon?
I think he solves puzzles.
He beats slimes.
He solves puzzles.
You just have a little menu that pops up and it says solve puzzle and you click on it and he just pulls out a sheet of paper and writes something and then the enemy loses hit points.
I have no idea how an RPG with Professor Layton could work, but I look forward to seeing it.
Leave it to the Japanese.
If they can make one with Mario climbing around inside Bowser's intestines,
if I saw
an RPG of
gameplay of Professor Layton whip out a Pokeball and toss it, I would just assume it was the single player of Super Smash Brothers 2.
Yeah, that's true.
And my final piece of news is actually something that I was going to bring up from PAX, and that was about Halo Anniversary.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Halo 1 with improved graphics. The one thing that I thought was kind of neat was they actually had a button you could push to see like the old graphics, and then you could push it again and see the new graphics. But the thing that excited the everyone in the crowd the most was that they were bringing back the overpowered Magnum.
Ooh,
when they mentioned that, the crowd just roared with applause.
It's a sniper rifle, but it's a pistol.
Yeah, it's because the crowd is full of cheaters.
Yeah.
I have the pistol in Halo 1, I do use it effectively.
I didn't play Halo,
and I'm like, damn it, I don't want this.
I didn't play Halo 1 a whole lot, but I remember playing through most of the single player game with that pistol, which says a lot about how ridiculously unbalanced it is.
Another thing I thought was kind of odd was they said the maps were going to be exportable to Halo Reach.
Yeah, basically they're in Halo. They're Halo Reach. Well, the multiplayer is Halo Reach. It's not one, which also has a bunch of people fired up. Not me. Halo Reach has good mechanics. And so a lot of multiplayer maps from 1 never made it through the game. So Blood Gulch and some of those are going to be there, but with like jetpacks and crap like that. So you'll be able to play that in Reach if you buy, you know, if you have this. Similar to some of the stuff they did with ODST where you're playing Halo 3 actually in it.
The question is, how balanced are the maps with all the additional features?
You know, that's why they're not back in the game, but tons of people love the fact they're not balanced. But see, one of the problems with Blood Gulch is you could sit on top of the towers and snipe, or sit in hills and snipe.
Well, with jetpacks, that's not
right. Jetpacks and some of that.
Yeah, with jetpacks, it just makes it that much easier.
So, it'll change the mechanics of the game. And I enjoyed playing Blood Gulch despite the fact it could be really one-sided. But
I got kind of bored with it. Because everybody picked Blood Gulch.
Yeah.
It's like, seriously, we're having to play Blood Gulch.
Well, there was that one level with the where you could go up and down in those teleporters. Yeah. Like, that wasn't it, too. That was a really fun one. It's basically just two walls facing each other and everybody shooting across. I mean, that was cool.
Yeah, I remember that one.
A lot of stuff like that. I mean, the game, the levels that they've created now are better, like, I mean, from a gameplay perspective. But people like playing old crappy levels. Look at Counter-Strike. Holy cow.
I don't know,
let's play Dust again. Yeah. Hey, okay, when I was at PAX, when they were showing off the new Counter-Strike, what level are they playing?
Dust.
Now, they had fixed it. It's got a whole lot more contact points now, but it's still Dust.
Which means that they're showing it off, and about half the crowd was going, wait a second, this isn't Dust.
Yeah. Josh is going to hate it. You're going to have more than two ways to go, and he's going to be like, there are too many ways.
Probably.
I can't sit with my op. I'd be a whore. A feminist whore.
I'm not an op whore. You know better than that.
Yeah, but I'm giving the... let's all just, from this point forward, continually like brand Josh as an op whore.
I already have, and I don't even know what that term means.
Yeah. Keep it up.
It's something I find very offensive.
Yeah. It's probably the worst thing we could actually call you, Josh. Probably. You have any other news items?
That's it.
All right, Ben, news items?
Mm-mm.
No other news items. Excellent. This takes us into the top three list this week, and this was top three online-only games. If there's a single-player component that's simply multiplayer, that's also included. So I will let James kick this off as he came up with this ridiculous idea. James, number three.
My number three is DC Universe Online, which everyone knows I like more than WoW, and it's probably the only MMO that has me like still playing it.
Awesome. Why?
It's fun.
I like superheroes.
I like DC superheroes.
Because he likes.
He also likes DC villains too. Yeah. I might add. Calendar Man is a frightening thing for James.
I haven't seen
him what comic you read.
I haven't seen him in the game, but if I run into him, I will take a screenshot and send it to you.
You know, it's kind of funny. The last few graphic novels I've read that have come out within like the last 5 to 8 years, they've tried to make Calendar Man into a badass.
Is it because
like everyone James knows gave he's a complete you? Joke of a character? No, I have them.
Oh,
I read them before James did.
Oh, yeah,
that's too bad.
But it's just it's like seriously, no, Calendar Man. He's crazy. He's not a guy that commits crimes based on a calendar. He's out of his mind.
Like Joker.
Yeah, no, he's with called a Calendar Man.
He's Joker with a calendar.
I'd also like to point out his real name is Julian Day.
Thank you, which is DC. You guys rock. Thank you for
that's
rebooting
how all
your universe.
Of the old villains, are. Yeah. Edward Nygma. Come on,
Josh. Number three.
Number three on my list. I'm going to preface this by saying I don't play very many online-only games, so this list was a little hard for me.
No, Counter Strike is brought up in every one of your lists, so let's get that one out of the way now.
So,
what number is Counter Strike?
Number one.
That's all three.
Oh my God!
Counter-Strike Source and 1.6.
I didn't do that. Okay. So, my number three is a game I haven't even played.
Awesome!
I know you played more than three.
Yeah, but the games that I've played, I thought this one's better.
StarCraft.
My number three is
StarCraft doesn't count.
Nope.
My number three is Rift because
it looks.
I know several MMO fanatics who just love MMOs, and they're all just losing their crap over Rift.
Are you going to play it?
So basically, in Rift, I haven't played it, but like basically from what I understand, it's like you're walking around, you're out like grinding, and all of a sudden the sky will open, another universe will just come down in front of you, like giant crazy monsters will start like attacking everything, and they'll just get sucked back into the sky, and you're squashing frogs again. So
it's supposed to be pretty crazy. Basically, everyone's supposed to stop what they're doing, and they have to fight off this invasion, or it will just take over.
Yeah, and it just sounds weird.
It sounds kind totally of annoying.
Yeah, I want to squash frogs. Oh my god, the end of the world came again.
How often does that happen?
Hopefully, like every
every 30 minutes. Like,
I don't know.
Now people take people take it seriously, man. Okay, Eve has a gaming council.
Oh no, I know how seriously people take Eve.
It's like, oh my gosh. I tried playing Eve. I tried so hard playing Eve, and it's just a spreadsheet in space.
I tried so hard reading a one paragraph review of Eve and couldn't make it through it. It's like, oh, the minutiae. Oh my god.
You won't stop listing stats you can edit. Starship fuel power consumption. Bathroom etiquette. What? Okay, some Eve guy I'm going to probably offend.
He's like, there's no bathroom etiquette.
Actually, I tried to talk to Eve player into listening to our podcast, and he said he had no reason to because all he cared about was Eve.
Tell him that we've talked about Eve now.
Yeah.
Okay. Please correct me. If you are listening to this podcast and you would like to defend Eve, which I'll go ahead and make fun of just so you can defend it. It's spreadsheets in space, and you know that too.
They say it's they have Excel pulled up with stars rotating in the background.
You click on your ship, and you pretty much get an Excel spreadsheet. Like, it's insane.
Yeah, I've seen screenshots.
It even says Microsoft Excel at the top.
Yeah, Microsoft needs to just go ahead and brand the game. Yeah, so write in and defend why that game's so awesome. Mike.
Okay, I have an honorable mention, which is a game I have not yet played.
Rift.
It's Team Fortress 2. I played the original Team Fortress years ago, but I have not played Team Fortress 2 yet. So it looks fun. I want to play it. That's why it's on my honorable mention. It's my number 3, because I have played 3 multiplayer games, is Diablo 2.
Oh, man.
Which is the game that's responsible for me getting less than a 3-0. Well, between that and between that and another game in my top 3, I did not get a 3-0 in my junior year of high school, which I attended at University of North Texas. So, thank you, Diablo 2, for bringing my GPA down.
Counter-Strike, dude, that's me.
That's the other game that brought my GPA down.
Ben, number 3.
So, I know at least 5 multiplayer games you've played.
Gula Ward.
You may have forgotten about some.
I may have.
As an honorable mention, I would like to bring up Plain Sight. I thought it was a fun little game. Not enough to make my list, but I enjoyed it. Not as much as Mike seems to. My actual number 3 is America's Army, which I played a pretty decent amount until I got tired of everyone sniping me. So,
a lot of shooters in that one.
Yeah. America's Army, you were good while you lasted until people started abusing your game mechanics, so sorry.
It was also free. That was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Free to play.
But you had to go through that annoying training session to get
And you couldn't figure it out, and you're like, I've got a laser? Is this a gun? Like, what am I shooting? Why is it so dark?
Like, and to run through that stupid obstacle course like 5 times before I was able to actually play the game.
Yeah, Call of Duty does that too, and even in the modern ones, it's stupid. My number 3 is Counter-Strike Source. It's a good multiplayer game, good online. The single player is lacking. Therefore, it makes my list. I spent a lot of time playing Counter-Strike. I played it recently. I got online and played with a few friends a while back because they were like, dude, we should play Counter-Strike. It's very dated. It's got some problems, but it's fun. It was a fun game, especially when it came out. I really enjoyed it. James.
My number 2 is Team Fortress 2.
What? You can't have the same number 2 as me.
Okay.
Change it.
So, Team Fortress 2. And
Team Fortress 2 with hats.
There are a lot of interesting like classes you can pick, and each one can do different things. And, you know, it livens up what would otherwise just be another first-person shooter online. And just, you got medics, you've got spies. I think the spies are really fun.
One thing I've noticed about Team Fortress 2 is you can play the game and not really be that great of a first-person shooter player, but just understand strategy and pick a class that stuff fights for them, or you just help other classes. So it's got a very broad appeal. Like, my sister, who doesn't play shooters, plays Team Fortress 2. So, and she's a pyro, which doesn't make sense. But you just run at people and press fire. Hope you light them up.
Hope Josh. They catch fire. My number two is Team Fortress 2. Oh. I play it about once a year.
For the record, my number two is not Team Fortress 2. Let me just get
and,
that.
I have actually played it, Mike, so it is fun stuff.
I've played, I'll just go throw my number two out because it's the same thing, but my time at Team Fortress 2, I spent, when it came out, I spent like 200 or 300 hours within just a few weeks on that game. I really, really enjoyed it when it first came out.
It is a lot of fun, and I'm not that great a first-person shooter, so I do have fun being the engineer or the medic.
Somebody's got to.
I
enjoy as an engineer, like just setting up turrets in places where, you know, I think I can catch people off guard and just watching people get mowed down.
Yeah.
Until a spy saps my sentry and then I get mad.
Yeah. But see, then you can switch to spy and go do that to someone else. So yeah. That's the beauty of that game. I actually played in a league for a while as a medic. Mm-hmm. And it's really sad because I'm not really great at first person shooters, but I don't think I'm terrible. But at that game, in league level play, I have to play medic because I'm not good enough to do anything else. But I'm a good medic. I can keep your team alive. So,
I'm going to do a little modification because I was reminded of a game that I used to play and really enjoy. So I'm going to just lump Counter-Strike with Diablo 2 in my number 3 spot because they're basically the same thing in my mind.
They just sucked your life away.
Because they're so similar.
Well,
they both are addictive as crap. I mean,
I played both of them way more than I studied, and I had to not play either of them for years out of fear of failing college. So... my number two, then, is going to be Plain Sight. Suicidal robot ninjas in space.
End of
That's a great review.
It's awesome, and more people should play it.
I tried to play with you one time.
I know.
I played for a little while. I died a lot.
Listen, I can't help it. I'm that good, okay?
Ben, number two.
My number two is the Left 4 Dead series.
Yep. That's my honorable mention.
Thoroughly enjoy those games and put in a lot of hours into them.
There's nothing like just taking a katana to some random zombie's head. I'm like, oh.
And I lump the two together because they're fairly similar games. I mean, there are differences, but
I didn't actually put that on my list just because the time I spent playing the other games are on my list. They really captured me. Left 4 Dead though was awesome. If that was number four, it'd be number four. Man. James, number one.
Well, honorable mention, Left 4 Dead. I actually wasn't counting it because...
It does not have a single player. Move on.
It has no single player. How could you not count it?
James is going to try and tell me there's some freaking story in that game. Every time. I was like, yeah, well, see, there's these characters, and they're doing this. I'm just like...
Well, you could technically put the other three as bots.
Yeah.
If you did that, you would die constantly because they're terrible. You have to play it multiplayer.
So, I'm sure James has played through a single player.
Honorable
have
mention.
You?
Yes, I
have. Yes.
Honorable mention.
Because I remember him ranting about how hard it was, single player.
See how many times you can make James say honorable mention.
Anyway, number one is mainly for nostalgia, but Quake 3 on the PC.
I'm going to go ahead and throw out that was also my number one.
You can't steal my number one also, because my number one was Quake 3 as well.
So in our sweet style dorm rooms... Ben, Jeremy, and I all had...
Were they really that sweet?
Yes, yeah, they had those bathrooms.
By the way, Jeremy will be pleased that he's being mentioned on this podcast, because that's the only reason he listens to it.
To see if we mention him.
Jeremy. So that is the explicit reason he has given, as to why, and he's listened to a bunch of them.
So now he'll
Which, by the way, he also wanted to mock James for being...
You're going to have to edit this part out, so he'll
drunk.
Keep listening.
Yeah, he said a lot of dumb things.
He did through text messages already, so...
Yeah.
Anyway, so the three of us would, you know, hop on our PCs and actually, like, play video games together, which was the only time that ever happened, because I don't think
Jeremy... Well, we didn't have a console.
Well, we didn't have consoles. Jeremy wasn't really into games, it seemed like, except for that stupid, like, casual game where you flick bubbles and stuff.
That's
the Bubble Blast or something.
Bubble Blast.
Well, that wasn't the name of it, but it's the same game.
Yeah, something like that. So, yeah.
Quake 3 is awesome. Josh, number three.
Number one is the game that I played a lot of hours of in Counter-Strike. in college, and that would be Counter-Strike.
In Counter-Strike.
I played a lot of college while I was in Counter-Strike.
It would show up, make me go to class, and I'd have to go to the
boss. I played so much Counter-Strike in college that they're virtually, like, undistinguishable. It's
every once in a while. Like,
in between every class, I was playing Counter-Strike.
Every once in a while, my college would get in the way of Counter-Strike.
Yeah, so it was pretty annoying, actually.
I had to cut back a little bit.
Yeah. Class was that thing I went to when no one else was around to play Counter-Strike with.
Best 7 years of his life.
Yeah.
Counter-Strike ran a lot of dorms. It certainly did.
Yeah. That associate degree is well worth it.
Let's go over some of your strongest skills, sir. Pretty damn good with the up. Give me a corner, somewhere to sit down, and I will shoot you in the face. Like, this is an accounting job.
Yeah. Actually, the funny thing is like, my friends in college, we would only play at the LAN. We didn't play online for a couple of years. And then I got online and discovered, oh, people like the op. See, we had this weird internal thing about no one used the op.
The op's a giant sniper rifle that kills you in one hit if it hits you in the pinky toe.
Yeah, incredibly unbalanced, so we didn't use it. And then I get online, first thing that happens, I get opped in the face. I'm like, what?
Yeah, see, and then I played online. And so what I did was just try to kill op horse. That was my goal in life. Flashbang them, shoot them in the face with MP5.
Coincidentally, if I ever accidentally picked up someone's op, I would just destroy people.
But then why didn't you just buy it and destroy people?
Because it was cheap and I hated it.
See, this is all a facade. He's really a big op whore.
That was against the code of the feminist whore. Yeah. It violates their credo.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying really hard not to bring up Kirby right now.
Yeah.
Let's move along.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure everybody will agree that the real Smash Brothers are severely unbalanced, and Josh plays as the most unbalanced character in the game. Mike.
So I guess I'm last, since you guys all had Quake
3. No, I have to talk about Quake 3 after this.
So. Okay. My number one was the Left 4 Dead series. I don't care what you say, James.
It's fun to bind the cuss command to a key and just run around going... Yeah, I didn't really say it because, you know, we tried to not be too explicit. By the way, that was tough when we did the PAX podcast. There was a lot of editing in that stupid podcast.
I don't remember.
No, that's a little.
You don't remember anything.
That was
Quake 3. I played the living crap out of, and I will argue that it is one of the most balanced, best maps, just best setup for a multiplayer shooter.
It had a lot of really good mods for it, too.
Yeah, it had tons. We played a lot of Urban Terror, which was like Counter-Strike, but awesomer.
It was one of the first FPSs I remember coming out that just had boatloads. I mean, you know, Doom and, you know, those guys had mods for them.
But, yeah, Barney.
But, you know, just the way you had to build them, it was very cumbersome, and, you know, only hardcore guys built mods. But Quake 3 made it a lot easier to do mods, and there were tons and tons of them.
Yeah.
Like, there were go-kart racing mods and all.
Well, the Quake 3...
There was a Counter-Strike mod that we played a pretty decent amount. It was essentially like Counter-Strike.
It's interesting you mention that, because the actual engine that Call of Duty runs on is still at the core of Quake 3. So it has been modded a bit throughout the years. The latest Call of Duty is running on the Tech 3 engine.
Man, you should just start referring to Call of Duty as the best Quake 3 mod that's out there.
You know, it really is. I mean, it really is a Quake 3. It's based on that engine.
You picked up the latest Quake 3 mod? Oh, it's so fun.
Well, my thing about Quake 3 was, in terms of, like, when I think about competitive shooters, Quake 3 is just, every gun is balanced, every gun has a place, the maps are perfectly designed for, like, deathmatch and stuff. And when I look at nowadays games, they're all, like, slow, methodical, you get more powers every time you do something, oh, you can call in an airstrike, oh, you get a new gun, and it's all, like, just rewarding the player constantly, so every time they get a kill, it just makes them feel more and more and more powerful. Quake 3 was more like a fighting game in the sense that it had a lot of nuances. You had to really know what you were doing, or you're going to get killed over and over and over. And your reward...
It was very fast.
Yeah. Well, see, you can't do fast anymore because people use controllers. You can't do that anymore because the controller... See, on a mouse, I can move it to the right, and my guy will whip to the right based on the speed I move the mouse. If I'm holding a control stick, I have a limited move speed. When I move to the edge of the stick, I'm moving at its maximum speed. If I make that speed really high... then the spot from the edge of the stick to the middle is, like, the acceleration's so great it's hard to control the character. If I make it too low and the character moves fast, you can't make turns. You literally can't, you'll get to a turn and take the turn wide because you can't turn fast enough. So what it boils down to is modern shooters are slow. They're not fast. Everything about them is slow, move slow, don't move quickly. So we're not going to see a Quake 3. We're not going to see an Unreal really probably ever again because of the fact of consoles constantly using the stick, and you just can't, like, Quake 3 doesn't work with a stick. If you want to check it out, you can get Quake 3 on Dreamcast, which allows a mouse and keyboard, and you can compete, and the guy with the controller will get very mad and then turn around and hit you in real life if you're using the mouse and keyboard. But Quake 3 was also what made it so good, though, was, like, when you won in that game, there wasn't a whole lot of luck. It was you did a good job. You thought ahead. You got the right weapon. You fought over the quad damage, whatever. It's all about, you know, you doing the right thing. Whereas a lot of stuff nowadays is kind of like, oh, you spawned in front of a guy with his back turned to you. Sweet. Stab. But, I mean, well, I'm getting in the eyes of a gamer who's not that good. You know, he's getting decimated and steamrolled by these people who are constantly getting all these buffs and power-ups and things for doing good. And Quake 3 is just like, you know what your reward for doing good is? You got a kill. That was your reward. Move on to the next kill. So, I enjoy the game. Really awesome, man. Quake 4, when you actually play the multiplayer, is really good, too. But no one ever really played it because single player sucks so much. So, that's it. Top 3 right there. New top 3. Josh?
New top 3 is in honor of a conversation we had right before this podcast. Top 3 sports titles you would like to see created.
What?
So, created. Yeah. So if you have an idea for a sports title.
I see.
And you want to do something baseball. Creative. Yeah.
I see.
So are you sure that this is your top 3, Josh?
Yes. Okay. I'm sure.
I want to make sure.
See, I thought he was going to try and say sports game that don't have a sports game. I was like, Tiddlywinks, Jax, Jump Rope.
What a sport you would like to see created.
I was like,
a sport title that you would like to see created. So if you want to do something creative with it, then
I'd like to see Junior's Baseball. I'd like to see a boxing game featuring Mike Tyson and Tony Romo.
Yeah, me and Mike are Dallas fans, and this week Tony Romo gave New York their dream September 11th game.
Gosh.
Ugh, it's horrible. I think fate just conspired to destroy the Cowboys at the last second. Or Tony Romo was battling himself furiously. Alright, what games we got coming out this week? Xbox, we got Gunstringer. Check that out at PAX. It was pretty cool. It's a shooter where you're controlling a marionette puppet with the Kinect. So you're like a puppet. You're like pulling his arms up and down.
I saw a trailer or something
for it's that. Pretty cool. It's the same guys who made Splosion Man. It looked fun, and I noticed nobody was getting mad at the controls. I didn't play. I didn't want to wait in line, but I noticed nobody was getting angry. Like, I wasn't like, I can't control them. Like, it was like people were kind of figuring it out. It looked cool. Nicktoons MLB. There you go. Nicktoons has a Major League Baseball title.
I'm sure that's excellent.
That shows you how good baseball is doing.
Yeah, that was going to be part of my top 3.
Penguins of Madagascar, Dr. Blowhole returns again.
MLB.
Dr. Blowhole. Penguins of Madagascar, colon, Dr. Blowhole returns, again.
So you've got a new nickname for somebody.
So the Wii is getting Nicktoons MLB. Bit Trip Complete. As I said, they just throw a good game in the middle of all this crap. Penguins of Madagascar, Dr. Blowhole returns, again. Chuck E. Cheese Super Collection. If you really want to understand the Chuck E. Cheese Super Collection and how awesome it is, see the last issue of EGM and read Sean Baby's review at the back of the magazine. I read it on a plane and everybody thought I was an idiot for laughing till I cried. So
that's Elliot's way of saying it looks like an amazing
movie. Did you hand them the review?
I had to pass I had to pass the magazine to my wife and be like, you need to read this, and she started laughing too. So,
and then everyone thought she was
okay. Okay. He basically goes, there's a section in the game where there's a level where you pick train, and it just shows you a train driving by, and then you just click it again, and it shows you a train driving by. Wow. There's all sorts of stuff like that. There's even like, you can color a picture and it will just say, good job, and that's it. That's what it does. It just shouts good job
at you. Pretty sure this is targeted toward 3-year-olds.
You know, I'm gonna say it probably is, but you have to read the review, because it sounds like even if it was targeted towards... Okay, there's a bowling game in it with no physics. And I don't mean bad physics. He describes
the ball will go down the lane the same every time and split the pins perfectly because they only fly backwards, and you will get a split every single time. There's no way to do anything else. That's not a game for three-year-olds. That's a game to make you go crazy.
That's a game designed by the laziest programmers
ever. I think it said... I think so. This game will do everything it can to coax the autism out of your children. So if you want to coax the autism out of your children, check out the latest Chuck E. Cheese game.
That's terrible.
I'm going to cross the line. Sean Baby, it's your fault. PS3.
You should never read Sean Baby.
Renegade Ops. It's pretty funny. Renegade Ops for the PS3 from Dust. God of War Origins, which is I think the first two or three of them or something like that. I don't know. God of War's cool though. You should check it out. Josh, it's hard. You might need cheats though.
Oh.
It also has Penguins of Madagascar: Dr. Blowhole Returns. Again. PC.
Is there a market for that kind of thing on the PS3?
Dude, I mean, okay, I used to work in Walmart, and I'd have to help out electronics sometimes. I'd be standing by the booth, and somebody would walk over, and they'd look at the box art. Like, I need to get a game for my kid. Oh, Dr. Blowhole Returns again. That's got penguins.
But for the PS3.
Yeah, but I mean...
I mean, okay,
they bring it home, and their 15-year-old is like, dang it, Mom!
I have a 360!
You know what's funny? It's like, before I went to PAX, I spent some time with my in-laws, and my youngest brother-in-law, he's like 12 or 13 or something. I've noticed, like, he will play terrible games. Not because he kind of knows they're not that great, but... He plays them because he doesn't have any other games. Like, so if they bring it home to a 13-year-old or something, here's Dr. Blowhole's whatever, they're like, dang it! Oh, I'm going to have to play it. It's like, or I can play Kirby's, you know, Epic Yarn again. And, you know. So, yeah, parents, PSA, buy good games for
Chuck E. Cheese.
And, yeah. You know.
There are good kids' games. It's just the parents need to do the research. Well, the new Toy Story game. That would be a good one.
Yeah, Manhunt. The sad thing about kids' games, though, is, like, really, realistically, I mean, it's so sad. They're almost all Nintendo games. Like, literally, if you walk in the store, it's just like, oh, Mario Galaxy. That's a good kids' game.
Them or Disney Penguins. Studio.
THQ has stopped making crap games, so that's been turned over to new studios.
Ubisoft still makes crap games.
Well, Disney has their own studio, right?
Yeah, which they crap all over things. I have the game that you can get 1,000 achievement points by just playing like through the game once. The singing game with Miley Cyrus. Mm-hmm. I've never played it.
That sounds terrible.
You should play it.
Here's why.
You also
got it.
Have the Naked Brothers band.
Yeah, I do. I haven't tried that yet. Thank you, Ben, for Christmas.
Elliot just got a
no. See, I'm shameless. I'm shameless on playing dumb games like on my profile. But I just literally so dumb I don't even want to try it. But the reason why I bought the game was it was $3 and it came with a dance mat. And so I was like, it's a $3 dance mat. And people are like, whoa, you have Disney Sing High School Musical 2 or 3? And I'm like, $3 dance mat, just like the other one, just with High School Musical on it. What I should probably do is get some Playboy pictures and just like tape them down to the buttons on it. So everybody's like, oh, a man mat, good, yeah. Like it's High School Musical, the nude edition.
Oh, yeah.
Pedo bear fail. PC's getting Call of Juarez, the cartel. Apparently I wrote T-E-H. Good job, Elliot. I didn't type that wrong. I wrote it wrong. PC's getting Sengoku and getting some game called Rise of the Immortals. There was another game in there that was so long I didn't want to write it down.
But Rise of the Immortals. Is that a movie tie-in?
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. There's a movie called Rise of the Immortals.
Yeah, it's probably.
I thought it was just called Immortals.
I don't know.
Maybe. Let's argue about it a while.
It's the, whatever it is, it looks like a blatant ripoff of 300.
Smartphone now.
Well, it was made by the same people, I think. They're like,
the producers, not the director.
Yeah, so the producer's like, you know what we made a lot of money off of? 300. Like, we should do that again.
Yeah, oil up, man.
We should probably change the names, though, so they don't think it's 313.
Like tell us 13 extra guys. That made the difference.
I think it's like Theseus or something.
We are Sparta and Athena combined.
All right, Ben, you have the 3DS games and DS games coming out.
Neither do I.
I will tell you that the PSP game, there's nothing coming out for the PSP this week, because I remember reading a month ago. Nothing's coming out for a month.
You could probably guess there's nothing.
Hey, let's make up 3DS titles. Penguin Panic, Castle Crazy Adventure, Pony Rider 2 is coming
3DS.
Out.
Probably nothing's coming out for 3DS.
3DS.
Regular DS. Yeah.
Regular DS is probably getting a game called Fun Video Game.
Well, yeah, sure. I'm sure it's getting a game with Party in the title.
It's getting the Madagascar game for sure.
Oh, yeah, actually, yeah. Penguins sure of Madagascar, : Dr. Blowhole Returns, again. Probably exclamation point, I don't even know.
That's a 99% certainty.
Yeah. According to my Turok book, there's a new Turok book coming out in December of 98. I haven't read this book yet, but I'm gonna give it a thumbs up.
I fully expect someone to read that and give a book report on the next podcast.
It is number one,
so if you're worried about reading them out of sequence.
Dude, he has got blue and red 3D glasses on the top of his head. On the cover.
Well, you gotta read it now.
So what was the homework assignment?
So a homework assignment will be Baseball Simulator 1000 for the NES.
That sounds hard to find.
Baseball game with powers.
I'm going to play the Super Nintendo one, because that's the one I have.
Okay, good enough.
It's the same thing.
It's a baseball simulator.
It has terrible graphics, too, so.
I'm going to use a baseball bat in Dead Island.
Every time I hit the pitch, the head flies off. I don't know what's going on.
So, Baseball Simulator 1000 would let you throw actual fireballs or iron balls.
Or invisible
or iron balls that would just twirl.
Was it as good as Leafs? Base Wars?
Did it have the leaf in 1000? Yeah, because in Super Nintendo, when you could throw this one and right before it gets to play, it turned to a leaf and slowly flutter down so you had that perfect timing to hit it. That was dumb.
I don't think I had that one. Also, your outfielders could jump like a million feet in the air.
You know, I played the last Midway, like Blitz type game with Brandon. He was on the podcast a few weeks ago, and it's pretty fun. It's, you know, fairly entertaining, but like it's very unpolished, like extremely unpolished. And it's like, I think there's actually a market for a really good wacky sports game, just with some good polish, you know, made by a good studio. Because Midway clearly was not.
Well, I mean, you got NBA Jam.
No, I agree. NBA Jam's good, and I don't know how the sales did on it. I hope it did pretty well, because I played it. And it was really, really fun.
Hey, I got the DS games now.
Oh. Smartphones for the win.
Yep. So, correct. Penguins of Madagascar, Dr. Blowhole, whatever. That one's coming out. Nicktoons MLB also.
Oh.
Camping Mama, Outdoor Adventures. So if you love Cooking Mama.
I hope there's a scene where she has to pick ticks off her buddy's nuts. You just
anyway.
Camping Mama, dude. Come on, man. Check you for ticks.
Uh-oh.
You've got one on your scrotum.
So, in keeping with DS's amazing game titles, we have...
You have live scenes on balls.
Bridge.
Bridge?
Yep.
Just awesome. Bridge. Whoa.
I assume
whoa.
It's the card game...
Okay, Bridge is so hard. When I open the paper up and I look at it, I don't understand what's going on.
Yeah, any card game, you have to have a separate sheet of paper to keep score with, probably isn't.
Anytime I think of Bridge, I like to think of how it was played on How I Met Your Mother, where, like, bridges are wild, three bridges make a bridge. Bridge! Oh, you outbridged me.
Yeah, that sounds like how I would do. You know, one time, a long time ago, true story, total bunny trail. I was drinking one night with some friends, and we made up a game that was awesome. Like it was really cool. And then the next day, I was like, dude, let's write the rules down for that game and remember it.
Nope.
Wrong. It was really fun too. You could attack, and there was ninjas and stuff. I'm serious. Like the cards, like the jacks were ninjas, and you could do different things with them. It's pretty fun.
So, we also have Defense of the Middle Kingdom, which I assume is some sort of strategy RPG thing, because there's a little 8-bit video game character as the picture. Challenge Me Word Puzzles, which is...
Why is that always on there?
I think this is a different one. There's a whole series of Challenge Me games. This one's
and
Word
Ben
Puzzles.
Buys them all.
I do not.
Challenge Me, Lyme Disease.
And, finally, the game of the week, Puka Power-Up. Play as Puka and Garu through their adventurous love story in Puka Power Up.
Oh, man.
So there you go.
There's another game with... never mind. I'm not
yeah.
Tick-picking potential.
And the,
what are you doing, Camping Mama?
Like, everything I think about camping is like, okay, you're hiking.
I think you build a tent.
Frying bacon.
Yeah, you probably do. Put Skittles in a giant pan. That's for you, Jeremy. Ah.
Ben, apparently. Not the best camping buddy.
No, that was Jeremy, not me.
Brought a bag of Skittles.
Oh my god, the cover for this pooper game looks terrible.
Imagining Ben out in the woods with nothing but...
There's like hearts flying out of a panda. Like,
hold it up to the recorder so everyone can see it.
I'm imagining Ben in the woods with nothing but like his smartphone and a giant cauldron full of bacon and Skittles. Like, I'm camping.
If I have bacon, I am more prepared than Jeremy was. So,
yeah, bacon spirit doesn't really even go that bad. All right, well, we've... wait, we haven't hit the end of the podcast yet. I just almost ended the podcast before remembering Extra Life.
Extra Life.
Yeah, Extra Life is October 15th. We are raising money, and we're currently like right off the top 10 list on the Extra Life, extra-life.org.
Josh emailed we were 11, but when I went out and looked, we were like 13 or 14.
Well, other people make money.
Seems to fluctuate.
The other day, we were this close to making it, and someone donated $100 to my dad's account, and I went to the top 10 list, and we were still like $13 off because the other guys are raising money faster than we can.
So you can always raise money by checking out the Gamma Highway team and donating to your person of choice. Yeah. The only person that is me, so keep it up.
So far,
actually, I think your dad's on the list, and he hasn't hit his goal yet. So.
Yeah, well, my dad hasn't hit my goal. He's $50 behind James, who has hit his goal only because he set his goal $400.
Yeah,
because he doesn't care about t-shirts or children.
Yeah, so the Extra Life event, though, we're going to be doing it. I think Ben has offered his fancy new, like, 780,000 square foot house.
My house is as big as some cities.
Anybody at all is invited. We'll have more information on the podcast as we get a little closer on exactly when and where it's going to be. But you are welcome to come bring whatever games you want. We had a guy come last year and sit and play StarCraft Deep for 24 hours straight.
He's an idiot.
And I played Time Shift for 24 hours straight because I'm an idiot.
He listens to the podcast.
I know.
So,
Greg, you heard me. That is a dumb thing to do. Don't play
Ben's,
StarCraft
you
that
can tell
long.
Ben's a StarCraft fan. Anyway, anybody's welcome to come to the
event.
I'm good
with any game
and
in
then,
moderation.
You're welcome to come to the event and be insulted by Ben on a later podcast. But you can bring anything you want. We'll probably have some games and things set up.
If you have any computer parts, I think we're going to be like upgrading my PC as part of the event.
I probably should bring
some
parts.
You'll be busy with Lego Batman. So
that's
don't
true.
Need to worry
but
about
that's only like 10 hours of the event.
Oh, yeah.
I actually think I'm going to play one of my Stack of Shame games and be like 50 Cent or something.
You've got to play all of them. That was the deal. Anything not in the Stack of Shame challenge?
Stack of Shame.
Oh, yes. Man.
Unless you want to donate to Elliot and make him play Metroid.
Yes. See, there's a bet going on right now.
Hey,
right now,
some guy
40,
did on
I
his page.
I have 40 minutes of Metroid I have to play.
You got
to
do it.
So if you donate and put a note in there, it's not the overall donations. It's a donation with a note that says, I will play for every dollar you give in. I'll do a minute of Metroid.
I'm going to donate money to your account to play Barbie Horse Adventure, which I saw at the thrift store the other day. It might still be there.
I imagine I might like it more than Metroid because I'll know what to do.
I think we should make it for those 40 minutes. The first 8 hours, 5 minutes of the first 8 hours is spent playing Metroid. So it's like, all right, 50 Cent on the sand. Time for Metroid for 5 minutes.
I'm just going to roll the ball and be confused for 5 minutes and then go back.
The problem is, with Metroid Prime, the save points take longer than 5 minutes to get to, so he was playing the same section.
Japanese games. My wife played like a bunch of Beautiful Katamari the other day, which she beat, by the way, and you roll up the universe in the last level. It's like, make a ball that's 100 trillion kilometers. I'm like, holy crap. And you start out at 2 centimeters, so... It's ridiculous. But yeah, she played like halfway through the entire game and didn't save because it's a Japanese game. It's old school. She was like, I have to do this again? God. Well, we're doing the Extra Life event, though. You're welcome to check out Gamer Highway on extra-life.org and donate to us or come out to the event. Donate or come out to the event and play games and do whatever. Like I said, we'll have more information on the website and on the podcast. I think we're actually at the end of it this time. So for myself, Josh, James, Ben, and Mike, we are out of here.